Eric, how do you feel?
Them boys are dead meat. They're trash. 7-9 and might win the division. What's or some crap right like now? That. Fire Jason Garrett. Right now, fire.
What's the score right now, bud?
Huh?
Oh, welcome to the NBA Fantasy Football Podcast. By the time you listen to this, that's all done and said and over with, so whatever. Yeah. But hey, you can still listen to us and talk about games that you already know what happens and make us look even dumber. But whatever, we're going to give you guys breakdowns for all these Sunday games to get you to win this possibly a first-round matchup. Because if you've been listening to us, you don't have to worry about the playoffs because you ain't in it. Ayo!
Facts.
I'm just kidding. Facts. We've had some hits. We've had some misses.
Are you, though?
No.
A lot of misses.
No, no more than anybody else.
I would be curious for us to go back and watch our Heroes and Villains and see how many hits and misses we actually had.
We should do that for a show. Well,
We probably do have a lot of misses on Heroes and Villains, but that's because sometimes we're stepping out on a limb. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're taking some shots here.
That's fair. I tried not to be too crazy this week with playoff matchups, but.
But yeah, we got the Cowboys getting throttled right now, but anything could happen. Anything is possible.
Sure it is. Hey, y'all still
sure it is. Mitch looks like Joe Montana right now.
Mitch out there so throwing Duggar. Right now.
You know what he looks like? He looks like an under 40 Tom Brady.
He looks so good.
He looks like Joe Montana. I think he means Joe Montana.
Tonight.
Remember that time Bobby Boucher came back at halftime and the Mud Dogs beat LSU?
Yeah, it's not looking good over there in D-Town. Do you think Jason Garrett gets left in Chicago tonight? Like, don't even get on the plane.
No, he'll make it all the way back.
I hope so.
They ain't going to fire
him. He'll make it back. Jerry won't make it. Coach change.
Did you hear these crazy stories about coaches getting fired, though? Some of them get fired on the plane. Some of them get fired, like, some of them get called into work early to get fired.
Well, then you hear stories about, like, Lane Kiffin, who didn't even get fired, but just got left. The team bus just left him.
Yeah, when he was.
Because he was talking to reporters, and Saban just left him.
Yeah, when he was the offensive coordinator for Alabama. They just left him, dude. He's like, what the heck, man?
That's awesome.
Yeah. But no, so he ain't going to get fired this game because guess what? Like you said, they're still going to have partial lead in the NFC East, and they're probably going to make the playoffs. And guess what? Jason Garrett will probably screw around and win two playoff games, and he'll keep his job because that's what happens.
How are they going to win two playoff games?
They're
crazy.
They're going to win two playoff games.
Not on Jason Garrett's not in his wildest dreams will they win two playoff games and he will keep his job. It's not going to happen.
I don't think so either. They got to make a change, dude. And honestly, if they want to do anything in this season, why not change? I mean, how do you have a top 10 defense and a top – I think they're the number one overall offense as far as yards per game.
They were. I don't know if they still
are. That was before the Patriots game, but, yeah,
so
I don't think
do
they're that anymore.
How do you have a team that's rated this highly and they're 6-6? Like,
but
it doesn't make
that. They're leading their division. They're going to make the playoffs. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to be – it's hard to fire a coach when you're going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
Jimmy Johnson won two Super Bowls and they fired him.
That was young Jerry, back when he didn't need the Viagra to get things going, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, actually, Jimmy Johnson won three Super Bowls.
No.
Fact. Barry Switzer just won it with his team.
No, he won two.
That's true.
He was not the head coach for the third, because they didn't win three in a row. They won two, didn't win.
Nobody was really coaching that team anymore. It was just them playing. Let's be real. Barry Switzer was trash.
Yep.
We them boys.
All righty. But let's get these Sunday games because we got a lot of games to talk about unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about.
And I got homework to finish, so let's get it moving, boys.
All right. We're going to start off with the Falcons at the Panthers. Mm. Okay. Christian McCaffrey, whatever. You know what to do with him. If you don't know what to do with Christian McCaffrey, you probably didn't make the playoffs.
It's true.
Oh, quick side note. I can still make the playoffs in my fun league because they haven't started yet.
Okay. So, Riverboat Ron is gone. All right. Poor Riverboat Ron.
Sad.
Even though the new owner keeps the old owner statue up, he got rid of the coach.
Well, he's contractually obligated.
He hasn't really been Riverboat Ron in a while. Let's be real. Like, he hasn't risked it all.
No, he did. He risked his job. In a minute. And he failed.
Okay. You get... You guys talked about it before. We're not really changing anything with who we're starting here, right? DJ Moore is still a start. It's Atlanta. Not scared there.
Curtis Samuel's a good option. I'm not changing anything.
All right. Now, what about the Falcons side of the ball? Matt Ryan has kind of let us down the last couple weeks. Julio Jones is very questionable, I think, right now is the word.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll play again this week, just like last week.
And if he doesn't, then Calvin Ridley, you know, you got to fire him up for sure.
Do you, though?
Yeah, you do. The Panthers defense, outside of their linebacker, Luke Kuechly, has really tripped off. I mean, they do this every year. They start hard. They start hot, and then they trail off towards the end of the year. And that's the same thing that's happening right now. I would expect Calvin Ridley to come in this game and have a very good game. And, you know, what's his name? Hooper's been practicing. There's a chance that he could play. If he plays, you're going to start Hooper as well.
Yeah, Hooper's practicing. Julio Jones is practicing. They're both practicing in full this Thursday. So that's good news. So, and obviously they're both automatic starts if they play.
Then you downgrade Ridley to a flex.
Yeah, but with those two there, I like Matt Ryan a lot more with his full weapons. If he doesn't have Hooper and Julio Jones,
for sure.
I'm a little skittish on Matt Ryan this week.
Yeah, because if he had any kind of running game to kind of protect him a little bit, he would be better with maybe just Ridley and Gage. But Devontae Freeman's
playing too. He is a low-end RB too. Because he'll in PPR, because he's going to get 10 points of PPR. You're starting him over Royce Freeman,
That's a flex to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like you're starting
Royce Freeman doesn't see the ball.
You're starting him over Philip Lindsay, probably.
Yeah.
You're starting him over, I don't know, let's go with any Bills running back. Maybe Devin Singletary, you like him, but hey, they got a rough matchup.
I would not start him over Philip Lindsay.
How about them?
All right. You guys start the Panthers defense. Would you start the Panthers defense?
No.
Or the Atlanta's defense?
No. This is playoffs, man.
No.
Okay. There's better matchups out there. You are right. There are better streaming matchups.
There are much better matchups.
Kyle Allen, do you like Kyle Allen?
Do I like him? Well, like as a friend?
No, it's like as a start this week.
No. No, come on.
Kyle Allen or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen. Against the Ravens?
Josh Allen.
And speaking of, Josh Allen versus the Ravens and Lamar Jackson and the color of the football and stuff we're not going to talk about because it gets very down the race bait stuff. We'll talk about it off air, Eric. Some comments were made about the football and Lamar Jackson.
My eyes got real big.
But we got Lamar Jackson going to Buffalo. Hollywood Brown is on the injury report, but I don't think it really matters. He was still limited for practice. I think they're just giving him those rest days that they want to get because he is recovering from like 17 injuries in the offseason.
Yeah. Who cares?
And he's on the road. That's why I picked him as a hero this week because guess what? He catches his touchdowns
there
on the road.
There you go.
Lamar Jackson obviously is an auto start. Mark Ingram, you're probably starting him, but buyer beware this week. Bills defense is pretty good.
Yeah. RB2 or like high end flex.
You're hoping he gets that passing down work that he got a couple weeks ago.
Hoping he gets a tutter.
That's what
I'm hoping for. Hey, Eric. Well, not me personally.
So, Eric, I did your FSA video. Tell me why you hate Mark Andrews this week.
Yeah, I'd love to know why.
Because Buffalo is very good against tight ends. They do not give up very many points to tight ends. And it's going to be cold. Mm-hmm. They're in Buffalo in December.
Mm-hmm.
It's freezing. Lamar Jackson, when's the last time you played in weather like that, bud?
All right. Well, he played
probably not in a long time.
There you go.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Man.
Did you see that Kentucky just got Joey Gatewood, by the way?
Yeah, I know. Got Auburn quarterback, baby. Auburn
He's
transfer.
Really good. He's really good, too. He's really good.
Is he going to still be able to rush for 400 yards a game?
Dude, he's really good.
Okay, because I didn't get we're going off topic because Josh wasn't here to talk about when I went off about Kentucky and they got a wide receiver at quarterback right now. You know this, Josh, right?
Yeah.
Kentucky plays a wide receiver at quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week a little bit, but
do you know they've rushed for 400 yards like 5 times this season?
Yeah. Joey Gatewood can do all that.
But you love it, too.
Because literally,
look at the grin on his
face.
He's so happy.
Literally just running. And it's hilarious. Like, I don't even like watch it that much, but when I do, it's like,
is it
a run play.
Is it like the triple option that Georgia Tech runs?
I don't know what it is, but it's just he's not throwing, like, he's not going to throw the ball.
I don't know that.
It's run at you until you submit. But even the last 2 years of Benny Snell,
their quarterback threw the ball maybe 10 times a game.
Oh, no. Joey Gatewood's going to sling it.
All right. Joey Gatewood. Woo. But let's get back into fantasy. Bill's side of the ball. Cole Beasley had a great game last week, but I don't see that being so good. John Brown. This Ravens defense has been really good since they got Marcus Peters.
Peters and Earl Thomas, man. Yeah.
I don't
out.
Really like the passing. And that's why I don't like Josh Allen that much this week. That's why I would really maybe like
still like a better than Kyle Allen.
Drops off three dump downs to Christian McCaffrey, takes him 70 yards for a touchdown. Devin Singletary ain't doing that.
I mean, maybe. But Josh Allen can run too. So he might get in on the ground
Not
and
only
he might get
he
one
run,
through the air.
He
never
all know. Quarterbacks and rushing touchdowns.
As we have said many times.
Well, when I find a stat, I just grip onto it like Stu Gatz.
The ERA, earned ring average.
Did you hear his yeah.
Yes. That's his kill shot. That's his one trick, and he's the pony.
Oh, God.
How many championships you got?
All right, Bills defense, Ravens defense. Are we starting? Are you starting? You're not starting the Bills defense, right?
No, but I feel really good about the Ravens.
Okay.
I want to start the Ravens defense.
Eric, you concur?
I like them both. I think it's going to be a low scoring affair with the weather. It's going to be cold, man.
Let's go down to Cincinnati we're going to Cleveland for the Ohio Bowl. Yeah. Cincinnati versus Cleveland. Andy Dalton's going to win two in a row. He's going to screw up the Cincinnati tank machine.
Or like the toilet bowl.
Screw it up.
He's going to screw up the
Cincinnati tank machine. Is that like the Miami
Gloria
sound
Stephon,
machine?
It's going to be like,
is the rhythm going to get you?
Jan something very white.
The only other team that has two wins, though, is the Giants.
Yeah.
So don't mess this up, Cincinnati.
So Cincinnati plays Cleveland. Cincinnati, only person we're starting, Joe Mixon, right? Cool. Next. Moving on. Where do you guys want to start Tyler Boyd?
We're talking about playoffs.
He gets targets with Andy Dalton if – I hope you have better options in the playoffs than Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd, John Brown.
If you're playing Tyler Boyd this week, you are grasping
John,
at straws. What?
Tyler Boyd or John Brown? No, I'll take Tyler Boyd. I'll take Tyler Boyd. I think he's a good wide receiver.
Over John Brown. That's what I'm saying, John Brown.
Yeah, okay.
What about Tyler Boyd or Calvin Ridley if Julio plays?
If Julio plays, no, Tyler Boyd. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like you say, like, oh, yeah. Tyler Boyd or Curtis Samuel.
Tyler Boyd, come on.
Curtis Samuel.
Oh,
stepping on a limb with Eric.
Oh.
Curtis Samuel gets you a couple catches, about 60 yards, and a touchdown every week.
Okay, Cleveland side of the ball, though, we like the defense a lot, right? Because Cincinnati's offensive line is still terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah.
Be a lot better if Myles Garrett was back there throwing helmets, but hey, he ain't there.
Ugh.
Did you see the ornament the guy made? He made a tree topper for his tree. That's
it
Myles
was
Garrett.
Beautiful.
I like the one where it was
The arm just windmills.
I
kind of
like the one where they
had
the back windshield wiper and it was just like smashing on the back glass. I was like, I could totally do that with my minivan. Yeah.
All right.
That's a good one too.
Jarvis Landry's a must start. What about Baker?
Baker, barely know her.
Nope.
Baker Mayfield.
What about him?
Nope. Nope. I mean, I think there's better.
I'd rather start Drew Brees at San Francisco than Baker Mayfield.
Drew Brees is at home, so.
I don't think Baker's a terrible play this week, but he's a fringe guy this week for me. Like, it's a good matchup, he's at home.
Here's the biggest problem. Odell Beckham Jr. He has two 100-yard games this season.
From what I understand, that's a problem.
That's not good, boys. It's not good at all. Are we starting Odell? Are you benching him for a Tyler Boyd or one of these other guys we've been talking about? In your fantasy playoffs, you made it there in spite of Odell. I have in a few leagues. Are you benching him for...
For who?
Devontae Parker.
Yeah. Like Tyler, are you benching for Tyler Boyd?
Yeah, Eric. Tell him.
Probably. Mm. Odell has been horrendous this year. Even for like.
But this could be a get right game because Cincinnati defense is so bad.
He's had some get right games against some pretty bad teams, and he hasn't
starting
done jack
Odell.
With it, so
I'm not gonna like the outcome of it probably, but I live and die with Odell.
You live and die with him. Well, get ready to die with
him. What did he do against the Dolphins here? What did he do?
His good games were against the Jets on Monday night, and I can't remember the other 100-yard game, but
it was one that happened recently.
Oh yeah, Jarvis Landry had 100.
That was
a
revenge game
yards
for Jarvis.
And two touchdowns against
that was
Dolphins,
Jarvis'
not Odell.
Revenge game. Come on, people, revenge game. Cole Beasley had 100 yards and a couple.
Ooh, against them boys.
All right.
Oh, 4 for 60 against the Steelers.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
great.
Good.
Yeah,
Steelers have
no,
a good defense.
Don't start Odell. You're crazy. Don't start Odell.
Okay. But I'm going to ask you guys. Odell's going to be the guy I'm going to call on a lot if you're starting this guy over him when we get questionable matchups. Just to see how, you know, because it's a big name, and benching a big name in your playoffs, if you made it there with him, is going to be really hard for people to do. You probably took him in the first, maybe even early second round.
Yeah, you did, and you regret it.
And I know drafts were a long time ago, but people still remember the draft.
Mm, yeah, I do. James Conner and Juju.
All righty. We got Redskins. We got Packers. Is there a single Redskin we are going to start? Joshua.
I'm willing to flex the juice. I'm willing to flex the juice.
Would you rather flex juice or Odell Beckham?
Odell Beckham. I'd rather flex OBJ.
Eric? That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. Green Bay's defense hasn't been – they started out hot, and they've really cooled off.
My biggest problem
– I think the juice gets more work.
I would love Darius, guys. I'd rather flex the juice this week, except for the fact he played where?
Played at LSU.
How much snow they get in LSU? Zero. Leonard Fournette still to this day says he hates playing in the cold. They're going to Green Bay. It says 41. I don't think it's going to be 41 up there when you add the wind and all that other fun stuff in there. He's got Adrian Peterson. He ain't getting no passing down work because Chris Thompson's back. In a PPR format, I'm going Odell over Darius Guys.
Yeah.
Darius Guys still only got 10 carries last week. Okay. Yeah, he had a great game, but only 10 carries and one catch. It's 11 touches. Don't get caught up in the hype machine your first week of the playoffs.
That's a fair point.
That's what I'm saying. He's a flex at best.
Yeah.
But it's all situational based on your team. Exactly. You have to have common sense.
Devin Singletary, you're starting over him. And
yeah.
Joe Mixon. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, who we didn't talk about with the Browns, but I think they're both PPR options.
Yeah, absolutely.
More so Kareem Hunt, but yeah.
Well, Nick Chubb
still gets
25.
Love to see
carries.
Nick Chubb get some.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
game.
You want Darius Geis as 10, or do you want Nick Chubb's 24?
Well, of course, volume is still king.
They're trying to keep the ball out of Baker's hand out there.
Yeah. All right, Packers side of the ball. This is a Redskins defense that should be beatable, right? Aaron Rodgers, it got cold and his arm loosened up in the cold weather. I don't know. Green Bay does weird stuff to quarterbacks. I don't know. Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, they play better.
Keeps swelling.
So
down.
Aaron Rodgers is a start, right? Devontae Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams is on the injury report.
For a knee.
So he might not even play.
That just popped up today, too, on Thursday when we're recording this. So there's a chance that he won't play. And then Aaron Jones absolutely must start. He was going to start for you anyway, but he's a must start now.
How nervous are you with Aaron Jones, though, Josh? Because he's not looked good these last.
It's feast or famine with Aaron Jones. I mean, you take the good with the bad. But I think with the playoffs on the line, you gotta risk it to get the biscuit here. And he's a big hitter. You got to play him. You got to play the big boys.
His upside's worth it.
With the girl you brought to the ball.
All right. We had a Lazard King sighting last week. He popped back up and was in the top 10 of wide receivers last week.
I don't trust that. No.
Is Redskins are bad on defense?
I don't care.
Are we going? No. Is anybody going to throw the Lazard King out there?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to say it. And Green Bay defense,
Adams.
Right?
That's it.
Because Dwayne Haskins is – he's learning. He's learning the position.
Yes.
Yeah.
And especially in the cold. Yeah.
He played at Ohio State. It was cold
tundra
up in
Lambeau
Ohio
Field.
State.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I forgot to mention.
It's cold in Ohio, but in the frozen tundra of Lambeau.
Is anybody wanting to start Terry McLaurin?
No.
Oh, God. I think I have him in the lineup right now.
You need to fix that.
I don't have money. I don't have many other options.
Hey, it's your life, man. You're in the playoffs in five leagues. You
and
do
I'm
what
mixing
you want,
up
bud.
All my leagues differently that way.
You're Joe Mixon up all your leagues?
Yeah, Joe Mixon. I wish I don't have any Joe Mixon.
You're playing with house money at this point.
All right, nothing else from this game. Let's move on to Lions at Vikings. Biggest news out of the Lions all week was that. Josh, what was the big news from the Lions?
Kerryon Johnson's going to come off the IR.
I don't have the drop anymore for your music. But yeah, Kerryon Johnson is back at practice. They say he's not going to play this week. He should be able to play week 15. But only thing I want to say about that, if you're in Dynasty, he's been holding up your IR spot like he is for me. Mm. Makes me really nervous about who I got to drop to plug him in there, because once he's activated, I'm screwed. But he ain't going to be there this week against the Vikings. On the Lions side of the ball, Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones proved last week that they are both still starts. This Vikings defense, if you can beat them anywhere, it's through the air. On the ground, they're a lot tougher against the run. So your Bo Scarboroughs this week and all stuff like that, you got to bench them. That's where I'm starting Terry McLaurin over a Bo Scarborough, because I just feel like Washington's going to be chasing points.
That's fair.
Detroit's not going to know what to do with the ball.
Yeah, and Detroit, I mean, I expect Kirk Cousins to just blow this game open.
Now, Dalvin Cook said he's going to be – the Minnesota expects
– I'm going to knock on wood for you there, Josh.
All right, Erica.
That's what I expect.
Minnesota expects Dalvin Cook to be near 100%, so he's going to start. Are you nervous if you're a Dalvin Cook owner about starting him? Would you do
– Yes, because he went down after, what, nine carries?
And it was so bad that he
lost
the ball, let go of the ball. So
– yeah. I'm worried he gets a stinger in that shoulder again.
Would you be crazy enough if you have Alexander Mattison, because you listened to our show and we told you to get him, would you start both of them because it's the Detroit Lions and chances are Kirk Cousins might only throw the ball 15 times this game and they might run 30 times?
This could definitely be a Chris Carson, Rashard Penny kind of show for sure. I think you're okay to start both of them. I'm super nervous about Dalvin Cook, though, just with his injury history, the fact that it was so bad again, like you said, that he dropped the ball, and gosh, if he takes another hit like that,
they're saying it's very close to the Josh Jacobs thing of a pain management issue, and of course, in practice, it'll be fine. I worry about that first time he lowers his shoulder and, you know, takes on a linebacker. You know, Anthony Barr comes through there.
Because he puts his head down.
Josh Jacobs has a broken shoulder. I think it's a little different.
But he played for Nick Saban.
Yeah, he is a man, by the way.
What?
Well, yeah, they just shot him up and he went back out on the field. That's how
I just keep looking at the TV and I'm like, has Dallas Cowboys ever played offense before? Do they know how this works?
$40 million man, Dak Prescott.
But he doesn't look like it tonight, and he's looked really good this year. But my gosh, does he look confused right now? He's making horrible decisions.
Josh, you've missed a lot of shows lately, and I was talking to Eric about this when we were doing the Sunday night game. I really hate recording during games because it makes it really hard because stuff happens, like your phone blows up about DeAndre Hopkins doing something awesome, but you don't see it, and you got to watch the highlights after the fact.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. So this really sucks because you can see the TV and I can't. But either way.
Mm-hmm. Sure can.
Dalvin Cook, you're starting him, but like I said, similar with Mark Ingram, you're going to be a little nervous about this. But chances are Dalvin Cook got you to the playoffs, so ride him. Ride him like the Florida State used to ride him.
Yeah.
And Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, but be nervous.
You dance
be
with
nervous.
The girl you brought to the ball.
So is Adam Thielen going to play, Josh?
Adam Thielen, it looks like he is not going to play still.
So that means fire up the red zone reindeer.
That's right. And in your playoffs, you have to start Kyle Rudolph, the red zone reindeer. Only if Thielen doesn't play.
Yeah, you do. As much as I hate him.
He's still
questionable.
He hasn't been downgraded to doubtful. He's questionable. So remember, it all hinges on whether or not Thielen plays.
And here's something. I don't like Stephon Diggs this week. If you have to start him, start him. But with this going to be a run-heavy game against the Lions where I don't see the Lions putting up a lot of points, and Darius Slay probably will get Diggs most of the time if Thielen's not out there, it's just going to be one of those games where Kirk Cousins does a bunch of checkdowns, a bunch of Kyle Rudolphs, a bunch of OB Johnson, but don't start him, but just all this other stuff, and Kirk Cousins going to throw the ball. It'll be like 13 for 15 for 220 and a touchdown.
Yeah, no, I agree.
With that being said, Are you I said somebody said Kirk Cousins earlier, but do you guys want to pivot away from Kirk Cousins? Would you rather start a Dolphins or a Jets quarterback over Kirk Cousins this week?
I want to fire up Kirk Cousins like it hurts.
Yeah, I'm playing him. I'm playing him and Prescott in the playoffs right now, and it's going to probably kill me.
Dak is definitely.
I guess I won't see you next week.
Ooh.
Maybe you will. All right, who Vikings knows? Defense.
Yep.
Lions offense last week was kind of – it was really all in the first half. That quarterback didn't do anything in the second half. So
David Blah? Yep.
That's okay. That's David okay.
Blah. All right, now we got Niners. We got Saints. I don't really know what to do with the Niners running back situation. Eric, what are you doing with the Niners running back situation?
Is Breida still out?
Yes.
Yes.
Is he questionable?
He is always questionable, even when he's fully healthy.
Fire up
Mostert. Say that, and now Tevin Coleman's going to blow up. Or Jeff Wilson Jr. will come out of nowhere. Maybe. And he'll blow up.
So I was listening to something. I can't remember what it was, but they said, man, I do this veteran move. I dropped Tevin Coleman in the league because I want somebody to pick him up and start him so that way they lose in the playoffs.
I mean, it's a landmine.
That's nice. That's a good strategy. I like
Pat, who used to be a host of the show in one of our leagues, just dropped David Johnson. And man, did I want to go sweep up and pick up David Johnson. But I know I can't start him.
Yeah, it's a landmine.
We'll start both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, in a redraft league?
Exactly. And I'm like, I just wanted to have him on my team just because I'm like, you did me so good a couple years ago, buddy.
You did.
I won a championship with him injured on my
bench. He's going to go to Tampa and he's going to get revitalized.
But yeah, okay, 49ers. Are you starting Tevin Coleman? No. Do you have him?
I like Mostert better, but
I don't feel great about either one of these guys because it really is a situation where they go with whoever has the hot hand and we don't know who that's going to be. If you want to leave your playoffs up to one of these guys who you didn't spend a lot of draft capital on anyway. Let's get that straight. Maybe you put some into Tevin Coleman as a 5th round pick or something like that, but if you have better options, I would try to pivot away from these guys in the playoffs.
Okay.
Agreed. That New Orleans defense is pretty frisky too.
Those guys?
I feel more confident in Devontae Freeman getting more carries.
He'll have the volume.
That's the thing is that you just don't
know. That Saints D is no joke, man.
You don't know which guy's going to – you know that they're going to carry the ball. They're going to
run the ball. Ronald Jones, who Bruce Arians said is the starter.
No, I don't want I don't want Rojo. Don't. That's not a real thing.
Okay. Now on the other side of the ball.
Are you asking if Rojo or Tevin Coleman?
Rojo or
Raheem Mostert?
I think if you have Tevin Coleman on your team, you're starting him this week. There's no way you probably don't have better options out there.
Take Rojo and throw him in a dumpster.
But he's got such a good nickname.
Hey, Zeke scored a tugger.
Another one?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so let's go Jimmy Garoppolo. We starting Jimmy G this week?
No.
Now, here's one thing I might want to say about Garoppolo that may help you out. Marshawn Lattimore is a really good corner when he shadows a premier wide receiver. Who's the 49ers' premier wide receiver?
Debo.
Is he, though?
He's not.
But Emmanuel Sanders is also, Emmanuel Sanders still has a lot of targets. And really, if you want to say the premier wide receiver, it's probably George Kittle. Receiver.
Yeah.
So Marshawn Lattimore probably not going inside to get Kittle. Might cover some of Debo. Might cover whoever's on his side of the field. And he doesn't get up for games when he doesn't play the elite wide receivers. So maybe the Saints focus on stopping the run because the 49ers are the run heaviest team, I think, next to Baltimore in the league. And Jimmy G could be an okay play. I'm not saying I like him this week. There's some better streamers out there, but I think he's a safe play. I honestly think he outscores Kirk Cousins this week because I don't see Kirk Cousins doing a lot in a blowout.
That's fair.
And I can see the Saints at home putting up some points and Garoppolo having to put up some points to match him. Now, if you play in a stupid sleeper league where if they fumble the ball, even if they recover it, they lose a freaking point. And then when they fumble and they lose it, they lose another two on top of that one. So then it becomes -3, which is stupid. But an interception is only -1. I don't know, sleeper. Fix your stuff.
Yeah. Hey, sleeper. Yeah, fix your crap if you're listening. Standard scoring is stupid.
Michael Thomas must start. Alvin Kamara and PPR is a must start. In standard, I am setting Alvin Kamara every way from Sunday.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And Latavius Murray, I can't start him either because this 49ers defense is really good. Is anybody willing to start the 49ers defense against the Saints at home?
I would be. Breeze was pretty pedestrian on Thanksgiving, and so was Michael Thomas. They have the ability to
shut
them down.
That was on the road.
If that defensive – yeah, but if that defensive front is getting in his face all day, it ain't going to matter where they're at.
Home Saints are
Drew Breeze is going to be running for his life, possibly. So.
Drew Breeze is home run spits.
I like the Saints. I like
big man.
I still like the Rams D or yeah, the 49ers D. I think they're still good for a couple turnovers and stuff. They're good.
The Saints
defense? Very good.
Think it's this 49ers team?
In the playoffs, I don't think it's a bad matchup. Considering.
Would you rather start one of these next two teams we're going to talk about, the Dolphins or the Jets defense, because they're playing each other?
No. I would rather start New Orleans. Because there's potential for this to be a slow game, and it could be a low-scoring game. So really, in the playoffs, when you can get, you know, 6-7 points, that might not necessarily hurt you, where you could go against a game like the Jets and the Dolphins, where you have a game where it could be 40-40 and tie in overtime.
But it could be 40-40, and there'd be, like, three pick sixes on both sides.
There could, absolutely could be, and you have no clue.
There could be, but they could also get you negative
points.
My two
favorite streaming quarterbacks are in this game. I love Fitzpatrick, and I love Sam Darnold.
Okay.
In our Dynasty League, I'm in a conundrum right now because Fitzpatrick is out there on the waivers, and I have Sam Darnold in my starting lineup. And I'm like, who do I want to go out there and snatch up this week to fire up for week one of the playoffs? Because I got Jimmy G as my backup. I'm not going to go with him this week. I'm going to go with one of these fire guys because I'm not really supposed to be in the playoffs in this league. So I'm going for it.
Is that our dynasty league?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's it. Ooh, right now Sam Darnold's in there.
Snuck in there.
Like a sneaky snake.
I was gonna say something.
In there like something.
But I do like both these quarterbacks in this matchup because it's two bad defenses. The Jets' best defensive player, Jamal Adams, he's out. He's on the IR. The safety that ripped the ball out of Daniel Jones' hand just took it out of his hands and ran it for a touchdown.
That was really
cool.
Yeah,
he is out. He is on the IR. The Jets are full tank mode.
Sad.
So, I like that. Le'Veon Bell. You're still starting Le'Veon Bell. It's not going to be what you expected it to be, but...
It's going to be better next year when they trade him in the offseason. Just Le'Veon Bell will be better.
Ooh, maybe he goes to Tampa.
Maybe he's a Cleveland Brown. Maybe
ooh,
OBJ
that'd
for,
be sexy.
For Le'Veon Bell.
I like that.
And he goes back to the other Jet.
Yeah, he goes back
no,
to his
Greg Williams is there. He can't play with Greg Williams.
No, maybe he can. It doesn't matter.
All right. DeVante Parker, we've already talked about him. I love DeVante Parker for the rest of the season. He's got some great matchups down the stretch. He gets Cincinnati next week.
Tasty.
He's been so good since what, week three, you said last time, last show?
Since week three.
Oh.
In PPR.
Can't beat it.
And then the Jets side of the ball.
Better no dough.
I want to say a wide receiver is going to be good there. I don't know.
Just don't know which one.
Robbie Anderson going to get another 100 yards?
No, you don't. Mm-mm.
So you weren't here on the recap show. Robbie Anderson last year in the playoff time had great games with Sam Darnold. Could you see him replicating that?
Yeah, I could see it. Totally.
It's the Dolphins. There's nobody there to cover him.
Absolutely. You could totally see it happening. Will it happen? Honestly, I don't know.
Would you... take a flyer on Robbie Anderson over Odell Beckham.
No.
Eric?
No.
Eric wants to say yes.
They're playing Cincinnati, dude.
I want to say yes because of the matchup and he can break, you know, Odell used to take, you know, 70 yards, but you don't see that too often anymore. Robbie Anderson can turn four catches into 100 yards and a touchdown.
Why does Mitchell Trubisky look like an MVP candidate against the Moles?
Yes, he just ran one in.
Yeah. If you guys started Mitchell Trubisky this week, congratulations.
No, Eric didn't. He dropped him in that league, that 2QB league.
That was a genius stroke by you.
I just dropped him. Did I?
He just did a read option play and just
he's on my bench.
Made them boys
yeah,
look
he's on my
silly.
Bench. I started
Michael
back.
Bennett was the one that gave that one up.
All right. Either way, let's not talk about that game. Everybody's ever seen that game. Focus on here.
I can't.
Robbie Anderson or Odell Beckham, Eric. Definitive statement.
Robbie Anderson. I hate Odell. He's been trashed all year. So is Baker. Robbie Anderson.
I'm inclined to agree with you in this game. Mm-hmm. Now I want to talk about the Miami running back situation.
Why?
Cam Blodge is on the IR, so it's got to get better, right?
No.
Are we starting, who is it, Patrick Laird?
He's like their fullback.
Oh. Yeah.
Laird. Patrick Laird.
Laird. We started him, the great white hope?
No, I'm not starting the great white hope.
Greatest big white running back since Peyton Hillis?
Ooh. The old Arkansas great.
Oh, my God.
He was.
Okay, Eric's looking at his team. He just saw that Trubisky's on his bench with like 30 points.
With 32 points? The Dak's got 4.5.
Okay. Oh, God. Either way.
It hurts.
Either way.
Zeke's having a good night, though.
All right. Jameson Crowder. Josh, you starting Jameson? Would you start Jameson Crowder over Odell this week?
In PPR, yeah.
Oh, he's been so bad. I don't know what else. I don't know what else to talk about.
I don't like
this game. It's such a, like, it's going to be a shootout game. I like DeVante Parker. I like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I like Sam Darnold.
What about Ryan Griffin, the tight end for the Jets?
Now, Ryan Griffin, yes, tight end. There we go. And even Mike Gesicki. Throw him out there.
I like both of them this week, actually. I think they're both quality.
I actually picked up Gesicki.
I saw it.
Yeah, I did. I picked him up in the one work league. Yeah, nice. Nice.
Very nice.
All right, let's move on to this slobber knocker of a game. The Colts versus the Buccaneers. 47 over under.
Ugh.
The Buccaneers are favored by 3?
Yeah, they are. Because Jameis got 100. They sure are. Max, two picks.
Okay, hold on. Marlon Mack is back on the he's back at practice. Does he play this week?
I don't think he plays this week.
Okay. So Marlon Mack's not going to play this week.
I don't think so.
Jacoby Brissett has looked bad. This Buccaneers defense, ever since they cut that corner, they've actually looked pretty good.
That's a relative term.
But what I'm getting at is, Jacoby Brissett is, would you start Ryan Fitzpatrick and Sam Darnold over Jacoby Brissett?
Yes. 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 A million times, yes.
Yeah. He's got no weapons.
T.Y. might not play again this year.
Yeah, T.Y., they pretty much said he's done for the season.
Yeah.
So you want to go out there with Zach Pascal and Jack Doyle?
Paris Campbell's going to play this week, baby.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
He wasn't even – it'll be – why can't I think of his name? Who's the other receiver they have?
They have Zach Pascal.
Paris Campbell.
Pascal.
Now, what about Jack Doyle, over 100 yards
last Stardom. Week. He could be like a top three tight end this week.
Because Tampa Bay, I said their defense would be good. He could not against the tight ends.
I'm telling you, he could be a number the number one tight end this week. I fully believe that.
He could be. Fire him up.
Now on the Buccaneers side of the ball, Jameis Winston is, I don't know, he's like when you go to high school chemistry and you don't read the ingredients, you just mix stuff together. It's volatile.
Not wrong.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
All right, so Jameis, if you want to start him, start it. Ronald Jones, we can't trust it. Even though he says he's the starter, you can't trust it. If you're in Dynasty, that's the only, I think, the only place you really need to hold on to Ronald Jones. Other than that, he can be gone off your team almost if you need a roster spot. Now, the biggest question for Tampa Bay every week is which wide receiver is going to have the bigger game? Chris Godwin, Michael Thomas. They are both, I think they're 2-3 in PPR scoring right now.
That's amazing.
Mike Evans? What'd I say?
Thomas.
Mike Evans. Michael Thomas is number one. So, you know,
he's very good.
Okay. Evans or Chris Godwin? Mm. They are 2-3 or 4, depending on your league scoring in PPR.
You start both of them.
You can start both of them, but tell me which one's going to have the better game. Because that's been the hardest thing to predict is who's going to blow up.
Oh, let me look into my crystal ball here. I have no idea.
I'm going to say
Godwin.
I'm going to go Godwin as well, too, because I think the Colts' outside corners are pretty good, and I think Godwin in the slot can get some work done.
Yep.
And O.J. Howard, he might have had a game last week, but don't trust it.
No, come on. Get out of here.
Don't do it.
Get out of here.
Are we starting?
Dead to me, O.J.
Are you starting to use all these defenses? Would you start Tampa Bay's defense?
No.
Against a battered and beaten down Colts team on the road?
No.
Eric's thinking about it.
Mm.
Would you start him over the Patriots defense?
I'd rather start
Josh.
They're in New England.
You're playing Patty Mahomes. Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, exactly. So Tampa Bay might not be that of an option, depending on how deep your league is. Because right here's the defense you're not starting. You're not starting the Denver Broncos, who are playing the Houston Texans at home. All right, Josh, just tell me what Bronco we start. Okay, cool. That was good. Thank you.
No, you can start Courtland Sutton, and you can start Philip Lindsay.
Philip Lindsay's low-end flex. You pray to God he gets some work. Jadeveon Clowney's good against bad 12. Teams. And guess what the Broncos are? They're a bad team. So Jadeveon now we got Clowney, the Texans side of the ball. Jadeveon Watson.
Clowney doesn't play for the Texans.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Dang it. He's a Seahawk.
Yeah, he's a Seahawk now, bro.
Either way. Yeah.
And J.J. Watt's hurt. Texans are still good. So.
You see what they did? The good old statue Brady. Until they started playing prevent. Let's be honest. That's when all came back.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So, Texas side of the ball. Sean Watson, go for it. Nuke, go for it.
Will Fuller. Fire him up.
Yeah, because Chris Harris is probably going to stay on Nuke. And like he says, when you see number 10, you're doubling. And Stephon Gilmore says, calm down, bro. You only got doubled twice.
Yeah.
He should be doubled at all times, yes.
Now we're moving Texans defense.
I think you could start that defense this week.
Yeah, against the Broncos.
I feel very confident in this defense this week.
Against a rookie QB? Yeah.
Texans running back.
Well, not a rookie, but.
I don't want to start any Texans running back, no.
No.
Okay. They do just enough to keep the defense honest, but it's
Duke Johnson in PPR, maybe, but probably not. I don't really love it. He might get a touchdown. Probably not.
If you're in the playoffs, you totally could.
If you were starting Jordan Williams, go ahead.
For the Colts, you can start one of these guys because he's going to be terrible against Tampa Bay because their run defense has been great all year.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Chargers, Jacksonville. I like the Chargers defense because Jacksonville, I don't know what's going on, but Gardner Minshew is there and he is back. But the Chargers are the fourth best team against quarterbacks in fantasy. So, maybe we are got Gardner, maybe wait another week on him, but hey. But what this does for Gardner coming back is DJ Chark is an upgrade. He's back. Because at least Gardner will take the shots down the field where Nick Foles was like, I don't know what to do. Leonard Fournette, I love him because guess what? The Chargers give up the fourth most points to running backs.
That's an interesting.
Yay.
I think it's close to fourth. Well, Stu Gotson it over here.
You better not be wrong.
All right, Leonard Fournette. Love Leonard Fournette this week. That. Anybody want to start D.D. Westbrook?
Do I want to? Or
no.
Would you start?
I'd start him over Odell.
Williams on the other side of the ball.
No, I'd probably start Mike Williams.
No, Mike Williams is their number one guy.
Jacksonville's run defense has been horrendous.
The Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I know.
My bad.
So Jacksonville's run defense has been horrendous. Sorry. So Melvin Gordon, start him. Austin Eckler, start him. Keenan Allen, start him. Phillip Rivers, hopefully you got better options because he's all over the place. He's got a lot of kids, man. He don't know what he's doing. What are you looking up over there, Josh?
Nothing.
Okay. And Hunter Henry, he's still a tight end that should be good, even though he doesn't have a great matchup, but it's still Hunter Henry.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. What?
Yeah. You can't hear us? Plug your microphone in. Because everything's going good on our side.
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear? Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I got you now. Okay, yeah, I think
I
got
I
you
muted
now.
You on accident. I don't know what happened. Oh. I didn't push any buttons. Oh, but
okay. I was like, what happened?
It was all me.
Okay. And then we got the Titans and the Raiders. We got to get through this. We got a bunch of games, boys, and we're running long. Titans, Raiders. Eric, give me your starts for the Titans and Raiders game.
Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill in two QB leagues. Maybe they're tight end. Other than that, I don't really. Nobody else.
I think their defense is startable this week against Oakland.
No, yeah, Oakland's at home. It's not cold. If it's in Tennessee, it's going to be cold weather. I'd be all about it. But the car's warmed up, baby.
And on the Oakland side, I only like Josh Jacobs, he with that broken shoulder. And I like Darren Waller because
volume.
Volume.
That's what I said for your FSA drop, Eric, was Darren Waller, volume.
That's it.
Facts. All right, that was it.
Tennessee's not great against tight ends. If you want to throw a dart
throw at one of these Tennessee wide receivers, go throw it, but you good luck. All right, Chiefs, Patriots. Should be a good game because it's going to be in New England. Going to be about 39 degrees, but that wind probably whipping up in there. Belichick's going to start doing his magic crystal ball stuff, get the wind blowing. Patrick Mahomes, start. Tyreek Hill, start. Travis Kelce, start. James White and PPR, your starting name. Julian Edelman, you're starting him. We started Sony Michel. Chiefs run defense is bad. And Belichick's going to try to control the clock.
I don't
like him. I really don't like him in PPR and even in standard. I'm not flexing him maybe and hope he gets enough carries.
I'd rather eat a seaweed sandwich.
Would you start him over Tevin Coleman?
In standard, yes.
Yeah.
Would you start him over Darius Guys?
No, not the juice. Absolutely not.
I'm starting him over Darius Guys.
I wouldn't.
Not in PPR.
Even in PPR, it doesn't matter because neither one of them catch the ball.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, speaking of not catch the ball, do you see Josh Jacobs last week who ran out in the flat, was wide open, was jumping up and down, doing jumping jacks with his busted shoulder, trying to get Derek Carr to look his way, and he didn't even look over there to throw the ball?
Yeah, well. Call him like you see him.
Sad. Right.
But so is Sammy Watkins even running routes out there?
He is out there running routes. He's just not. Patrick Mahomes like, I'm not interested.
Sammy's running routes to Waffle House.
Good
That's
news
what Sammy's done.
Is this is week 14. Sammy has now played 10 games. This will be his 11th game.
There's still time to shut him down. Because he got too fat from the Waffle.
Has Sammy Watkins weeks 2 through 13 points even added up to his week 1 points yet?
That's a great question, and the answer is no.
Oh,
his week one points were like 41 That's or something sad. Like that, and he has not scored that many points the rest of the season.
Goodbye.
Man, Mecole Hardman supplanted him so quickly. That's crazy.
Really, it's all Travis Kelce.
In this game right here, Chiefs running back, who's it going to be? Who are we going with? Damian Williams and Darrell Williams
Ware.
Probably neither one I'm going to play.
The Williams
Spencer
brothers?
Ware got signed. Darwin Thompson's there. LeSean McCoy might play.
Fire me up some Spencer.
If LeSean McCoy is active, are we starting LeSean McCoy?
Yeah, with a hope and a prayer.
You're starting over Sony Michel, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That offense is too good not to.
You're starting over the Texans guys, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I'm looking at late games here because this is going to be a late decision.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to start him over the Cardinals running backs playing the Steelers at home, the Kenyon Drake show, the Chase Edmonds show, the David Johnson show?
Yeah.
And by show, I mean they're going to show you nothing because you're going to see them on the sidelines.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm not starting any of those guys. I got a dog going to bark at the door and get kicked in the teeth, which I wouldn't do that because hitting a dog is a felony now, and I would never hit a dog.
Yeah, easy, Mike Vick.
Animal abuse is wrong. We're talking about the Steelers, Mike Vick's last team, so sorry.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Benny Snell. Benny Snell?
What you should do is start the Steelers defense because Kyler Murray is going to have to throw it a lot and probably not going to go too well for him, even though they're in Arizona. Yeah, he is. Like Baby Yoda short.
All right. Well, either way, Steelers defense like that this week, like you said, Eric. Is there a Cardinal you want to start, though, Eric?
Christian Kirk is probably about the only one I really think is worth
a look, but even then, I don't even want to
flex.
Do it. Now, yeah. Steelers side of the ball. Yeah. Probably no James Conner. Probably no Juju. Are we getting Benny Snell? Josh? Benny Snell?
You got to fire him up.
Fire him up.
Benny Snell over LeSean McCoy?
Yeah.
Probably going to get a lot of work.
Not PPR work.
Lot
I
of
love
work.
Him in standard. PPR, he's...
They still got Jalen Samuels.
Exactly.
And they use him for the passing, but in standard. Yeah, I like
James Washington.
He had a connection with
Duck Hodges.
Who's their quarterback now?
Devlin
took over for Rudolph.
If so, here's when I would start James Washington. If I started Odell in the early games and he gave me a low point total and I need a boom game, I'm going James Washington.
Yep.
Over Christian Kirk. Now, if I just need 10 points, I'm going Christian Kirk because Christian Kirk will probably give you 10 points. But if I want 20 points, James Washington's most likely to do that.
I agree.
Sunday Night Football, Seahawks, Rams. Talk to me about this, Josh.
Well, see, here's the old classic tale of two bad defenses playing one good offense and one mediocre offense. But maybe Jared Goff got his fire back last week. Do you want to risk your playoff hopes on that? I don't.
No, not particularly.
But I do think Jared Goff is in a better spot than some of these other quarterbacks this week. So he's a low-end QB1 for me this week. Remember, the Seahawks' passing defense especially is not great. But you're going to start Russell Wilson. Now, question here really is these Seahawks running backs, right? Chris Carson, Rashad Penny?
Chris
you
Carson.
Start them both?
Chris Carson.
I agree. I think it's Chris Carson as well. But are you willing to start them both?
Like, on my one team, put both of them in there?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so if you had Rashad Penny, would you feel comfortable just starting him? Knowing they're both going to play.
Okay, so if I know they're both going to play, which they both will play, this goes again to kind of what I said with the James Washington. If I'm going into Sunday night and I got Chris Carson in my lineup and I need 16 to 19 points to win, I'm going Chris Carson because he's most likely to get me that. Now, if I need 24 with the way they're using Penny in the passing game, I'm going Rashad Penny.
Okay. That's fair.
But Rashad Penny could give you about 4.
Okay.
Chris Carson got his literal clock wrong last game, and he still came in there and gave you 17 points.
What do you guys think about these Seahawks receivers?
Tyler Lockett better figure it out.
I don't think he's going to figure it out in this game because he's going to catch a lot of Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, he is, boys.
Yeah. Well, is he, though? Are they going to put him in the slot?
I think they might move Tyler Lockett around a little bit. You are right. DK could get a lot of Jalen Ramsey. But
good. That's what I
need.
We'll
see. It depends on what Wade Phillips wants to do, who he decides that he wants to stop. Because the way they've been using Jalen Ramsey since they got him, because he really hasn't learned the defense. They've just said, there's that guy. You go cover him. He comes off the field. You come off the field.
Yeah.
That's pretty, what we're going to do.
Pretty straightforward. That's what you do with one of the best corners in the league. I think Tyler Lockett is – if he sees a lot of DK, if he sees a lot of Jalen Ramsey, which I think he will, I don't really like him a lot this week. If you were hoping for him to get off the snide, I don't think this is it. I don't really feel comfortable starting DK either because he can be good. We know that, but him and Josh Gordon play very similar roles, even though they've been using Josh Gordon in the slot a little bit, which has been strange.
Well, Josh Gordon hasn't got a lot of targets yet. I think Josh Gordon's still learning this offense. I think he's out there for just – another big body wide receiver.
I think they've been giving Gurley the ball a lot the past two games. I think you can start Gurley this week. Now the Rams receivers, it goes for me like this: Woods, Kupp, Cooks. But I don't even want to start Cooks. Cooks is he's droppable. We talked about that. I think he's droppable.
I think Woods is going to have a terrible game.
Okay, I think that's. I don't think so. I think that
he's their outside guy. Cooper Kupp's the guy that move around, right? He's the guy they move around in the slot and out.
But he's white.
But let's look at last week. Even when Minnesota, when Kirk Cousins threw all that stuff, what did Stephon Diggs do? Really nothing. Robert Woods is going to be that guy that gets. No. This Seahawks defense has been a lot better. Their pass rush has been really good as of late. Okay. And if Jared Goff's taught me one thing, he's not good under pressure.
Yeah, that's true. He's they need this game too.
Give it to Gurley.
Right.
Get that play
Seattle
action going.
Seed in the NFC.
Yeah, because they and the 49ers are a wild card team.
They're the fifth seed, bingo. Even though they're 10-2.
Yep. Remember the Chargers? Was it last year? 2 years ago?
Yep. That was last year.
Yeah, last year.
Because they were 12-4.
They had a better record than the Patriots, but we were a wild card. The Patriots had a bye.
Bingo.
Yep. All right. Moving on to would you guys want to start either one of these defenses?
No, but the tight ends. I think both tight ends are startable because it looks like Gerald Everett's going to be out again this week. I like Tyler Higbee, and I like Jacob Hollister.
Okay, Higbee played the Cardinals and was great. You know who else was great against the Cardinals? O.J. Howard was great against the Cardinals. There's been a lot of tight ends great against the Cardinals.
Okay, hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah, the Cardinals, yeah.
You guys ready for this Monday Night Football matchup of the NFC
League? You know what? There's a lot of good stuff for this Monday Night Football fantasy-wise.
That's another toilet bowl along with Cincinnati and Cleveland.
There's a lot of good fantasy stuff here. That's all I want to say is fantasy-wise, there's a lot of good stuff here. Because one, the Eagles play down to their competition.
I'm just going to let Eric unpack this game. It's his division.
They always do.
Eric, you want to unpack this game
for us? Yeah.
Who am I talking about?
Your division.
Monday Night Football at the Link.
Super Bowl champion.
Saquon, you're probably going to start him. Be afraid. Okay. Be very afraid. And Evan Engram, possibility to play this week. If he is playing, you got to start him. Just on his upside alone. Sterling Shepard, I do not like.
Hold on. Evan Engram or Vance McDonald, who we didn't talk about, but Vance McDonald's playing the Cardinals.
If Evan Ingram is healthy, you gotta go dancing, I'm playing boys. Evan Engram.
It's the Cardinals. We just said O.J. Howard had a great game. Tyler Higbee had an amazing game.
You got to go dancing.
What is the latest and greatest on Golden Tate?
I don't think he's going to play.
Anybody know? Yeah.
He's out, but I like Sterling Shepard.
Oh, no. Golden Tate, full go.
You know what that means? I love Golden Tate this week.
Because Eli
is going to be out there living on a wing and a prayer.
Slant, 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 slant.
He can close his eyes, throw it deep. He said, run that Tyree route. That David Tyree.
Maybe.
Here's some bubble gum. Put it on top of your head.
Yeah. Golden Tate, full participant in practice. Evan Engram limited, but they are saying he should play this week. If they're in there with Eli, they like to run in the middle of the field. That's where Eli likes to throw it. So go ahead and start to fire them up. And hopefully Saquon gets a little more work this week in the passing game and on the ground. Philly? God, I don't like anybody on Philly. Carson Wentz is – remember when he was an MVP candidate way back
Super
when?
Super Bowl year.
What happened to you?
Nick Foles won him Super Bowl. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz watched from the bench.
Yeah. Like, he's got a ring, but he didn't really earn it. Carson Wentz.
I can give him a couple of years, man. He's still young.
He hasn't been injured.
No,
he hasn't been injured.
He doesn't know what to do playing a full season. This is the most games he's played in his lifetime.
That's true. He's not normally healthy at this point. His body's probably failing him.
And in college, he never played this many games.
His body is rejecting the game of football this league.
He's hitting the rookie wall. He's finally hitting the rookie wall because he's never went past it yet.
That's true.
Nice. The only running back I like for Philly, Miles Sanders in PPR. And Jay Ajayi, anybody want Jay Ajayi?
No,
didn't think so. I didn't think so. I wasn't going to say to start him. You shouldn't.
Yes,
Alshon Jeffery,
yes.
Must start.
And Zach Ertz.
Bingo.
Those are your guys.
This is a bad pass defense and a bad Giants defense. That's why there's a lot of good fantasy matchups here.
I think Eagles defense is also a great
option. I would love it if Daniel Jones was playing because he guaranteed to turn the ball over. Eli probably will turn it over, but Daniel Jones was guaranteed to turn it over.
Eli's rusty too? Oh, yeah.
Eli's never rusty.
Oh, he's always rusty.
Remember when
he's
Gino,
been rusty for 3 years.
Remember when Geno started a game for him last year just to screw up his start streak?
Yeah. Yeah, I love me some Eli or some Philly defense this week.
No, Eli's gonna come out here and win some games.
No, he's
to
not.
Keep Gettleman and the head, keep everybody their jobs. That's what Eli's gonna. He's gonna be like, you know what, New York, I'm gonna screw you guys over by winning some games and let you think these coaching staff is good.
Dave Gettleman has a plan. You don't need to know about it. Okay, he's got it on.
His plan is to get fired and take his money to the bank.
It's a good plan. I wish someone would fire me and pay me millions.
It's a great plan. Dak, please do something.
He's throwing the ball to Zeke right now.
All right. That is it for this show almost, but I'm going to put Josh in the spot and spin the wheel.
Ooh, the position wheel?
Yeah, we haven't done this in forever. We're going to do some stuff we haven't done in a while because this is our last one. We're all going to be able to do one together probably. So we're going to do the position wheel. We're going to do it real quick. I don't care. Just first thoughts when he finds it. And what this means is he's going to spin the wheel. We're all going to pick one player of that position to have a game. Whoever doesn't gets pied. I think I owe like six pies, but I'm just gonna.
You could have told me.
I'm just gonna have a Python. I know.
I don't even think I have the wheel anymore.
Oh my gosh, he doesn't even have the wheel.
I changed phones. I don't have the
wheel. Here we go.
Hang on.
No. I got this. We're gonna make it easy. We're gonna make it fun. We're gonna do running backs, but you have to pick them from the early games.
I got the wheel up.
Yes, man.
Do you want the wheel or no? All right.
I didn't know Eric had it.
Oh no.
No, he's trying to do it on the internet.
He doesn't.
This is terrible radio. Okay, yeah. You got to do it from the 11 o'clock games, running backs. That way we know it before the late games. So, a running back from the 11 o'clock games. Eric, go ahead and give me one.
Running back from the 11 o'clock.
Just
the
11 o'clock games. Only the 11 o'clock. Yes.
It's 11 o'clock games. I like Nicky Chubb.
You get, really aren't going to do the number one guy?
Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Nah, it's too easy. It's too easy.
I was like, we're not? Oh, okay. I want to know.
It's too easy.
Take Le'Veon Bell.
I'm going to go on a limb here.
Go Mark Ingram.
I almost took Devin Singletary, but.
Oh, yeah. This makes for bad radio, bro. That?
It does make for bad radio.
Hmm.
Give me. Yeah, Le'Veon Bell.
All right. There it is.
Oh, wow. God,
I love you. Went there. Bell. Okay. He's winning fantasy championships this year. Going to win me one.
Oh, hey.
And we'll hit that retweet up on him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Have a great drives. Have a great everything.
Thanks for tuning in to Into Wagon.
Good luck this week in the playoffs.
Podcast. I'm Josh. These guys are Brad and Eric. You can hit Eric up at Guns of L19. Brad will be at Tack Jones. I'm at FF Josh Hughes. That's all on Twitter. You can head up the podcast at Empty Wagon FF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We love you guys, and we will see you in a couple of days from different places. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye.